Saturday's celebration marks the 9th Immigrants' Day in the Berkshires, after a lack of funding tabled the event last year. Brooke Mead is the program coordinator at the Berkshire Immigrant Center, which serves more than 800 people each year. She says about $50,000, or a third of the group's total funding, from the federal government's Community Development Block Grant Program was cut for fiscal year 2012.
There's a hope that if there's comprehensive immigration reform, there would be some more money available. There's really almost no money available for assistance to immigrants from the federal government. And even state, you know, we do get some Citizenship for New Americans funding, which is funding to help people become U.S. citizens. But there's not a very big pot.
Mead says documenting the nearly 20 million illegal immigrants living in the United States would create economic growth by having them pay into federal programs instead of working under the table. Massachusetts U.S. Congressman Jim McGovern agrees with Mead that the recently ended federal government shutdown delayed the possibility of immigration reform. The Democrat from the Commonwealth's 2nd District spoke on WAMC's Congressional Corner.
It has become a polarizing issue in this House of Representatives. It shouldn't be. We need to get beyond that. Again, I mean, I think if the Speaker of the House would schedule the Senate-passed bill, that Republicans and Democrats in the Senate pass, if he would schedule that on the House floor, it would pass. It would pass. And we could then solve that issue and move on to something else. But Speaker Boehner is reluctant to do that. He doesn't want to offend the Tea Party wing of his party.
Some states are addressing immigration on their own, specifically when it comes to illegal immigrants obtaining driver's licenses. 10 states, including 7 this year, like Connecticut and Vermont, have passed laws allowing undocumented people to legally obtain a license. State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier, a Democrat from Pittsfield, has filed what she calls the Safe Driving Bill, under which people would be trained, tested, and insured while having to pay the same fees U.S. citizens do.
We basically have set up policy to say that, you know, people that don't have documentation for the immigration status do not need to pay those fees. And so all of us are paying more.
Farley Bouvier says a lack of public transportation in the Berkshires forces those living in the area illegally to get behind the wheel of a car to get to work, school, or the store without having a license. She doesn't believe handing out licenses would lead to increased deportations by the federal government and adds it would not qualify people to receive any other government assistance.
People in law enforcement often want to know who the person is that they are dealing with. And when they can have confidence that the form of identification that's being used is valid and consistent, it helps a great deal.
Farley Bouvier says this wouldn't even be an issue if Washington had already addressed it.
This would all be solved if there was comprehensive federal immigration reform, and there hasn't been. And I think what everybody agrees on here is that we can't count on the federal government to do the right thing at this time. And we can't wait for the federal government to make our roads safer.
The proposed legislation will be heard in committee in the coming weeks. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.